Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Monday, the 10th of December. Our guest this hour is reputed to have one of the fastest math minds in the whole world. And I probably have the least fast math mind in the whole world. So he's a good guest to have on. Mike Beister is with us. He can add numbers faster than adding them on a calculator, multiply them, divide them, and he's a guy who sees the world as a series of patterns and formulas. He grew up in Skokie, Illinois, describes himself as an average student, but has been able since he was 10 years old to manage very complex calculations in his head at an incredibly fast speed. He worked with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for a while, but then went with his passion, and he has spent the last decade developing the Brainetics program while giving more than 5,000 volunteer presentations in schools all over the country. In January, he begins a year-long cross-country tour as part of Brainetics' National Brainstorming Tour. It's designed to engage children fourth grade and above in math and memory activities that will help sustain long-term cognitive development. His goal is to make this program available to every child in the whole world. We'll find out about what this is and how it can be applied to other subjects as well. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050, 414-227-2050. Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm great. How are you?
I am great.
Good. I am glad to hear that. And you're coming up to Wisconsin.
I'm always great. That's the scary thing about it.
that's good. Right,
I think so.
That's a good way to be. I so envy what you're able to do here. I feel like I'm just out of my league because I don't know very much about numbers, and I'm not proud of it. I just never did very well in the area, and as a result, in the television piece that brought you a lot of attention, the ABC 2020 show, indicates that people get afraid of numbers, but if we aren't afraid of some of this, it's amazing what we can do.
Absolutely. It is mind-blowing. I mean, when 2020 came and saw what we could do, the lady said she has been, you know, working over a decade, and she has seen the most incredible, you know, she's always on the scene. She says, this is the most intense, amazing thing she has ever seen in her life. And it wasn't, you know, it's just because you're seeing not me, not one kid, not two kids, dozens of kids doing incredible, incredible things. And my whole issue is I like to always think that the method I came with is that great. I developed, it's part of the method, but the other part is that the kids have so much fun that they push themselves. It's a game. They're just enjoying themselves, and then they're seeing what their mind could do, and they overcome that math anxiety. And once you overcome the math anxiety, it really is 90% of the battle. It's not like 20% of the battle. It's once you believe in what you could do, then you could do amazing things.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that's true. But there is also something unique about you. Let's not discount the fact that when you were 4 years old, you'd memorize the dates of the births and deaths of all the presidents of the United States at the age of four.
Right, right. And that is true, but it was more my personality than anything, and I never give up, and I really don't. I mean, you know, you could probably see clumps of hair lying around the house when I'm trying to figure out a problem just pulling out my hair, because it's my attitude towards everything, and I was always doing things the hard way when I was a little kid. So it was a combination of perseverance, and then when I got to be a little older, because I was only an average student, I started developing systems through perseverance and through pattern awareness that enabled everything to become so much easier for me.
Mm-hmm. And yet you've had people, I believe, in college who looked at your math mind and did research on your mind because it was so extraordinary.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And to be honest with you, when I was in college and I was just out of college, I was so embarrassed by that. But they started a couple papers, right, and I did a couple interviews. And, you know, at that time, you're young, you want to be considered cool. I always felt like I was a pretty normal guy, and people, every time they would meet me, they'd come from, oh, I thought you'd have a pocket protector and, you know, short pants and stuff like that. And I said, wow. And then, of course, after that, Rain Man came out. And
yes.
I was like, oh, my gosh, here yes. I am being so stereotyped, and I'm such a normal guy. And I really, for over a decade, you know, 15 years, I really squelched what I could do, and I didn't want people to know what I could do because I was embarrassed by it. Hmm. I'm glad I overcame that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, think of how many people now who you're sharing this gift with, which is quite remarkable. Did you know, when you were given this label of the world's fastest math mind, did you have to figure out how you knew what the answers were to all these multiplications and divisions, et cetera? Did you know what your pattern was, or did you have to find it?
Because here's the important thing, is everyone that sees me goes, gosh, he's like his dad. Because my dad was good with numbers, but my dad was the type of guy that could multiply like 52 times 6 in his head, and it's like, you know, we could do it like that. But he had no idea how he could do it. And I always consider myself more like my mom, because my mom would break down things and figure out simple ways to do stuff, and I have a few examples if you ever want to hear it. But, you know, I took my natural ability from my dad and figured out, oh my gosh, how could I take this to another level? And that's what this whole thing is about, is taking your natural ability and really working on it and finding out a way that works best for you to increase it, you know, tenfold. So my dad could do some math, and I was like him for a while, but until I developed the system, that's when it, you know, really took off to, you know, tremendous proportions.
Yeah. So you learned the system. You already knew how to do this, and then you learned the system.
Right. I developed the system, really. It was just a way to break down, what am I doing in my head? Okay, let's break it down and then find an easier way to do it. Hmm. So I was doing pretty amazing things, but once I found an easier way to do it, I could do more and more and more digits, because everything became so much simplified that, once it becomes simplified, you could increase your mental capacity.
Why is it you think, Mike, and I put myself in this category, why do people get, they don't get necessarily, maybe they do, but not to the extent they get math anxiety. You don't hear literature anxiety or world history anxiety. Why is it math?
I think it's one of those things that math is so, I think you have the visual learners, you have the audio learners, and the visual learners are the ones that get a little intimidated by math, because a lot of times they're asked to do things in their head. In reading, you don't really have to. Usually read it and you look at it and stuff like that. But math becomes there's a lot of memorization involved with math, memorizing your tables and stuff like that. And so it becomes a very, very scary thing. And almost everyone I've talked to that has math anxiety, and a lot of people, there was one teacher that put them down or made them feel inadequate or dumb or whatever you want to use the term, and they can never get over it. Because once you start that and your self-esteem starts to, you know, really go down in a certain area, it's very, very, very difficult to get it back up. And that's what I really realize how, and I don't think teachers sometimes realize how much an influence they have on kids' lives and, you know, when they become adults, too.
Yes. Yes, you're so right. You talk about teaching young people, and you've done this with thousands of young people all over the country, to organize their brains so that it will help you in every subject, not just math, for the rest of your lives. Organize your brain. How do you teach that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I always tell stories about when I was a kid. And probably everyone knows this. Like, when you're a kid, you remember certain things that teachers tell you, like, you know, the planets of the solar system. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. I don't know if you ever heard that, where the first letter of each word, my is Mercury, very is Venus, educated is Earth, mother is Mars, just is Jupiter, and so on and so forth. Hmm. The first letter of each planet. And basically what it is you get a bunch of information and you organize it and you keep it forever. But if you just look at it and you go, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars,
right,
you might pass the test, but you'll forget it tomorrow. And that's the whole thing, is that's what I do, is I teach kids a whole bunch of different ways to memorize stuff. And my issue was, when I was a kid, my mom and I would work together on this. And my mom was a songwriter. She was poetic. She was talented. And she would, like, write little songs for me to remember. And then, you know, to make a long story short, once she got sick of helping me, she said, Michael, you're on your own. I said, okay, no problem. And I tried to write a song. And I am so non-musical. It's incredible. And so non-talented. So I had to figure out what way works best for me. And so what I try to tell the kids is, don't just listen to what, you know, what people tell you ways to do it, because it might not be the best way for you. You need to find out through sentences, through first letters, through whatever it is you need to remember what will work best for you. Then once you find that, it becomes easy.
Right. And it is true. My mother used to do that, so that I'll never forget. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Right.
You know, I'll always remember that
right,
date.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Is
yeah.
I tell the kids, don't wait for your teachers to tell you how to do it. Here's mm-hmm. a bunch of different ways to do it, because, you know, teachers. I always taught teachers. I do so many teacher conferences, Kathleen, and of course those are also volunteer. But when I get done, I teachers always write me and they say, wow, I'm going to teach my kids how to remember this, this, this. I teach them how to remember the English and history. And I said to them, listen, you will be doing them a favor if, you know, probably the hugest favor you could ever do for any kid is give them something to memorize and tell them half the grade will be memorized in what they memorize, and the other half will be memorized if you share it with the class. How you memorize it. You can't just be looking at the stuff over and over again. Make them figure out a way that works best for you, and then you have 25 different kids sharing their way mm. that they memorized it. And the other kids, wow, I didn't think of that. Mm. You know what I mean? And then it really starts opening up a whole new world for the kids.
And it does open. I think we discounted all of that. This was old-fashioned way of teaching, and yet I'm thinking now, every time I interview somebody who can bring you know, a Shakespeare sonnet to the ear from his or her memory, or can remember so vividly a conversation with somebody or an important book they read or whatever so many years ago. It's good to be able to strengthen that part of our brain, right? Because it will serve you well in the course of your life. And yet we've said for years, I think, well, memorization isn't all that important. I think I differ with that.
I do, too. I mean, like I said, if you know, people that are listening who did not see the 2020 piece, you know, I always suggest go to YouTube and watch it. Type in Mike Beiser.
Yeah, it's quite a
it.
Piece.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
it's
you.
It's quite a piece, I
yeah,
just said.
It,
yeah,
it is. And it's on an average email, on an average show, they receive 50 to 80 emails. We received over 50,000.
Oh, I mean, my gosh,
I mean,
did you really?
By far, the most, you know, written in piece they have ever done. And, you know, that's the thing that is really important, because I didn't even realize, and I've been in schools all the time, the incredible passion that not only, you know, parents have, but, you know, the kids have. And over a third of my mail is from, and I never talk about this in 2020 or anything like that, I never showed it, but over a third of my mail is from adults that want it for themselves.
Yes, I can see why.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is that it really. And we've received letters from over 30 different countries. So it's really gotten to be a big, big thing. And our whole purpose was to figure out a way to make it as fun and as cool, learned on a DVD. And this was the hardest thing for me to do. Learned on a DVD set or computer or whatever, as it is live. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not fun, it's not going to work as well. And I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to this. I want everyone to be able to do what these kids are doing live, and that's so important to me.
So let's talk about the process. It's kind of an interesting story here. You were trading commodities on the Mercantile Exchange in Chicago, and then you started visiting Niles North math class. Is that right? That your
yeah, that
your
was
cousin?
My original high school, but my cousin was a math teacher.
Yes.
And she called me up one day and she said, Mike, I'm telling all my kids about you and what you could do with your mind. I said, Jackie, please don't do that. They're going to hate me. You know, they're going to think I'm the biggest nerd in the world. And I went there. She goes, come on. And the kids loved it. They ate it up. And I was so surprised. And so, you know, once I did that, I was picked up by I started doing more classes at Niles North, and I was picked up by the local media, you know, and I started getting letters, and what became a show about what I could do, I started saying, well, I was sort of a gifted kid. Maybe I'll sit with gifted kids and see if I could teach them. And for my utter, I saw what these kids were doing, and it was absolutely incredible. I mean, the kids I worked with, wow. And so I worked with kids this, and mostly gifted kids. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to teach it to mainstream kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down, and the mainstream kids did not get it nearly as well. I said to myself, oh, my gosh, I got to redo this whole program. I redid the whole program, broke it down more, figured out different ways to do it, cut out things that I thought were too hard. And then the mainstream kids were going to say, great, it took a couple years. And then I said, okay, we're going to go with the special needs kids. And we sat down, and I'm telling you, it was like again and again. Here it is again. Okay, break it down one more time and figure out what they need. And so what is the hardest thing for me, Kathleen, is when we put out this program, we have every kid in mind from the top level to the lowest level because we make everything fun and cool and exciting. I cannot wait for a couple years from now when we really do it the way I totally, totally, totally want to do it, is put out it for every different level, really specialized, baby boomers, you know, people with Alzheimer's, you know, kids that are below five, you know, because we're getting thousands of letters in all these different areas. They have so many different things I want to teach, but because the passion is so great, we wanted to put out a system that really worked and met everyone's needs. But if I only worked with a specialized group, I would, you know, tinker with it a little and say, well, let's do more of this, let's do less of that. And that's the part I'm really going to enjoy doing in the future, is making out different ways to work with just your kid. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So you really do want to bring this to everybody in the world, huh?
We really do. It's got to be so incredibly, you know, and even as much as I am having so much fun loving being on with you, every day that I'm, every Monday through Friday I'm not in a school, I feel like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Because I just want to, I want to reach kids over and over and over again, because it's just, you know, once I found this is to be my calling, it just became such a passion. And every day I go home and answer letters from kids. It's just, it's as much as I enjoy doing the school and I get done, I don't really know the impact I have until I go home and listen to the kids, what they have to say.
We're going to welcome phone calls for Mike, and he has this program now that's DVDs. He's also traveling all over the country with meeting with young school kids, and the program is Brainetics. He has a phenomenally fast math mind, and he has figured out a way to teach people of all different ability levels the series of patterns and formulas that he has used to be able to add numbers very fast, multiply them very fast. He also believes that these techniques that include pattern recognition, memorization techniques, and formulas can also be used to help you in every subject for the rest of your lives. And a lot of us have math anxieties. He said it could come from a teacher. Who knows from where it comes, but a lot of people have this. And you should see, he was featured on ABC's 2020, and as a result of that program, somebody helped him get this Brainetics program started because they thought it was phenomenal to see the enthusiasm and how these young people are able to work out these pretty complicated problems in their heads immediately, and the whole class is excited about it. It's quite a sight to behold. Did I give you the phone number? Well, let me do that so you can join the conversation. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050. 414-227-2050. And Mike is going to be actually in the Milwaukee area tomorrow at Lincoln Middle School, on Wednesday at St. John's Lutheran School, Washington Caldwell also, and Thursday at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Lifelong Learning. So we're talking about this Brainetics program and welcoming your phone calls. We'll be with you in just a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow during this time period, we're very happy to have Studs Terkel with us. Studs, at the age of 95, has yet another wonderful book. This one is Studs Terkel, Touch and Go. Oliver Sacks has said this about the book: it's a sort of masterpiece about a life which itself is a sort of masterpiece. It opens new vistas and new aspects of Studs' amazing autobiography, from the thousands of figures he recalls and often captures unforgettably, to the beautiful interweaving of past and present, to the enormous sense of life and loving life which seems to burst out of every page. Studs Terkel is with us tomorrow during this hour. Don't miss it. All right, let's go to phone calls for Mike. Our lines are crowded here. 800-486-8655 is our number. Sandy from Duluth is our first caller, Mike. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so thrilled this is on. I have a son in fourth grade in the Duluth Public School, and we had met with his teacher at his last conference, and she said, oh, he's really struggling with, you know, the memorizing and the math facts, and fourth grade is so important because it's the building blocks for everything, and I don't know how he'll go forward. And so she suggested we go to the local clinic, and the local clinic suggested be tested for ADD, and they said, well, he's sort of borderline, but let's go ahead and put him on medication. And I thought, you know, there's so many kids on medication.
Right.
There must be somebody that knows how to make this really fun and really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And just give him that confidence to say, you know what, I can do this, and I'm not a dummy, and there's nothing wrong with me. And so what I'm calling about is to find out how you spell Mike's last name or where the YouTube information is or where I can get the DVD. This is the ultimate Christmas gift.
Right, it's B-Y-S-T-E-R.
B-Y-S-T-E-R.
Right, right. And you know what? I'll tell you, that is so common. And it's really tricky because when DVD 2 is 100% for people with math anxiety, and so is DVD 6, because we do very little with mental math. We just want the kids to get that feel for, wow, this isn't that scary. I could do it. And what's really cool is every time a kid, like if you're someone come home and they said, Mom, look, I figured out 5 times 6 was 30, you'd probably go, great. You know, you'd probably be a little excited, and you know, but everything that the kids learn is like mind-blowing for the parents because they have no idea how these kids are doing it because it's that far-fetched. And it's like, that's the part, is when the parents actually start seeing what their kids could do, they want to be more involved because they're saying, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I'll tell you, out of all the letters I get from kids that make a difference is that, you know, and parents are so supportive, and that's so wonderful. But I do get letters from kids for the first time in my life. My dad showed me off for his friends, and you know that is
exactly,
it brings a tear to my eye because these kids need that. You know, they need to feel they're smart. You know what I mean? That's
well. And my husband is very good at math, and so he ends up being the math teacher. And I also had the anxieties and did horrible in math. And so I keep trying to pull my son aside and show him little things like, okay, on the nines table, if it's 6 times 9, you take 1 out of the 6. 5 plus what equals 9? You know, I do these little games.
Right.
He's like, oh, I get the nines. I get the nines.
Mm. Does he?
And then my husband will say, oh, don't do that. He just has to memorize it. He just has to sit down and learn it.
No, I agree with you.
Make it fun. Make it fun.
I know. Make it fun. Make it a cool, you know. And what what the kids, they struggle with the bigger numbers. And we do a couple things in that really help kids start practicing with bigger numbers and get a little more confidence, because like most of the kids could do the 2 times 3, 2 times 4, where they struggle with is the 7 times 8, and we do little different things to help kids do stuff like that. And we really, it's a tricky thing because we try not to focus too much on the multiplication tables in our lessons, because we're trying to reach all kids, and we figure the kids that know the multiplication lessons, they might be turned off by that a little. So what I want you to do is, if you want, Sandy, I'm going to give you my personal email, not the one on my website. It's mikebeister@cs.com, and just drop me an email when you're done, and I'll send you what I use for kids with multiplication tables.
Okay, it's CS as in cat, Sam?
Yeah, Charlie Sam, mikebeister@cs.com. I will send you the multiplication tables, you know.
Oh. Excellent. Oh, this is, I've been sitting in a parking lot at...
Oh, Sandy.
Listening to this, I'm like, I can't go in. I have to hear this man. Well, thank you so much. And it's wonderful that you're sharing this ability with kids and their parents and everybody. I think this is great.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Almost as good
Bye-bye.
As going to a school, right, Mike?
Right.
Yeah, your day is still well spent. No doubt about that.
Right.
Let's go to, is it Nomosu from Milwaukee?
Nomosu, yes. Thank
Hi, Nomosu.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great, and I want to thank your guests. I have been fortunate to be with an educator from Texas, Harriet Ball, who has presented here in Milwaukee a number of times, and she does very similar work, and I just wanted to ask your guest if he's familiar with the work of Harriet Ball. From
you know what? I'm not. That's surprising, because I thought I heard of most people that do stuff like me, especially someone so close.
So,
what does she do exactly?
Well, she does presentations on math anxiety, and she has all kinds of systems and games and things to help students, especially the younger ones, with multiplication tables, and she has all kind of competitive things. She's done things where the kids have gotten so excited they've taken it outside of school and done it on the street, and she had one case where the police thought the kids were fighting.
Oh, my gosh!
Because they were doing this, the 12 times tables or something, and she has this system where they check each other, and, you know, the teacher doesn't have to get involved in. Oh, she's just a very exciting presenter, and she's been here several times.
Oh, wow.
Many times.
I had not heard of her. But, I mean, that's what we love, too, is when we, after we shot the 2020 piece, what was very cool is that we only worked with 50 kids, because when you're on national television, it's a little different the way they do stuff. They don't want, you know, auditorium. So the 50 kids we worked with, they all mentored the other kids in the school, and I was so impressed with that.
That's great.
That I'm going to go back to them in January and try to work with more and more kids, the same school in New Jersey that was on the 2020 piece.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Nemusa, for your call. The story is quite remarkable, isn't it, Mike, how your abilities were discovered, and it was wonderful that you started as a volunteer at a school and people noticed you, and then all of a sudden you're on national television, and then you get a grant to do this kind of program. It's just it's a story.
Yeah, you know what? And the funny thing is that everyone said, well, you know, all these schools are offering you money to come speak. You know, the waiting list is over 3,000 now.
Wow.
But it's not a waiting list. So I always tell people, write us, because I could get a letter from tomorrow and be in your school next week. We don't do things as, okay, you're at the end of the list. The way I always do things is usually the letter, how much passion does the letter have? Is it from a teacher? Is a teacher writing me? Can you come to our school? Is a teacher writing me? And tell me stories about why you should, you know, and that's the ones, wow, I gotta see this teacher. And a couple of the people from Milwaukee, this is why we're doing their schools, is because, it's Christmas and Mike Beister all in the same month. He sent us a letter like that. I said, wow, this lady has so much passion. And so that's what we want, because we have found that the teachers are the same the kids are the same from school to school. What really gets me excited are certain teachers that are going to take what I show the kids and really turn it into something big.
Right. Gigi is next from Viroqua. Hi, Gigi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi. I have a daughter in college, and she gets A's in English, and she writes beautiful essays and, you know, just excels. But the poor kid has to take algebra, college algebra, and pass it.
Really?
Yes. And last year she had to drop out because in the first 2 weeks she knew she was getting an F.
Really? That
so,
is so
any help for her ASAP?
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, when we do our stuff, a lot of it is just the confidence that people get. They start believing, oh my gosh, this is not scary. It really, I mean, it is amazing what people are doing. And the whole thing is, once we put this together with a group of kids from Seattle, and it took us like 2 or 3 months, we filmed it, and then we looked at it, and these kids were doing the most amazing things, and we scrapped it. Because, you know, once we saw the footage of it, and we did test groups, people were amazed at what the kids could do, but they weren't doing it for themselves. They were just sort of watching with their mouth open. So what we ended up doing is we scrapped the whole thing. We put together like a game show format where, I don't know if you ever played Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, playing along with the people as they're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what we did. We made everything like a game show format. So it forces you along, and within a couple minutes, you are seeing what your brain could do. And it's like, once we get past that first initial hurdle, that's the part that makes it special. And, you know, it's a tricky thing with your daughter, because I guarantee you, if she's getting straight A's, she could get A's in math, too, because it's the same brain that's getting her A's in other subjects.
Sure.
It really is. But there is a mental block in there that is so ingrained in her that it is really tricky to get it out. And that, you know, that's what I'm saying is, even if you bought my program, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And that's the part. Just get through that first few minutes, and you get hooked. You really do, because everything's just a game or a magic trick. And so, you know, we teach lessons how to do any problem, but the first couple lessons are, let's just get rid of the math anxiety. And we show so many things that try to do it in a fun way. It's sort of a game show format that makes you play along.
So will this be available for Christmas gifts?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. We just, 1 week ago today, or Monday and Tuesday, we just finished filming DVD 6 and DVD 7. And so it went on the market last week, and we're still working out some of the kinks, but it is on the market. It'll be at your home by Christmas. It takes like a week, week and a half to get. But DVD 6 and DVD 7 will be 30 days later. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing. We're still working on this. But the demand is out of control. Mm-hmm. And so we had to do DVD 1 through 5 to get to stop getting the letters from the people. We said, we'll get out 1 through 5. Give us another month to get out 6 through 7. And then everything will be taken care of.
And is there a website you can direct people to, Mike?
It's you can go to brainetics.com.
Okay.
And BRAINETICS. Mm-hmm. The only thing I worry about is, literally, I was telling the website people today, they are putting up the website today. So when people go on it, they'll say, okay, this is okay. Mm-hmm. Go on in like 2 or 3 days after this if you want to, and check it out, because they're putting in all the stuff, you know.
Okay.
It's we, to be honest with you, Kathleen, we have held off, besides you and besides a couple other tours, we're holding off all media stuff till January till we're 100% done, because we don't want people to go on and say, wow, this is still in production. The website, the DVDs are done. It's just we're trying to make everything really cool before we go to the, you know, show, like do national shows.
Right, right. I understand. Yeah. Make it cool. It's okay
right.
With us. Make it cool.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gigi, very much for the
Thank
call.
Thank you so much, Gigi. Best of luck to your daughter.
Beth is next from Richland Center. Hi, Beth.
Well, hi. Wow, what enthusiasm. Holy smokes. I got to tell you, I had the evil math teacher from hell. I can just see her. I was 13 years old. You know, hear like Jaws music, you know. And the big irony of it was I taught several years ago. I did substitute teaching, and I was back in the same school substituting in her class, and all of her students told me, Miss Baker, we wish you could stay here. You're a better teacher. But here's the part. I made your receiver of calls laugh, Kathleen, because I told him, I really am. I've been the educational psychology testing and all that. I've been classified at age 55. I'm dyscalculic.
Yeah.
And I seem to have passed this on to my daughter. And the wrinkle that makes this interesting is that both of us are synesthetic, which is an inherited trait. Are you familiar with that?
What is that? I'm not familiar.
Okay. Synesthesia is something that people often don't talk about because, as a dear friend of mine said once, well, is it basically like you're tripping on acid all the time? I said, well, I don't think so. But, yes, I do smell sounds and hear colors. The senses cross over.
Mm.
Wow.
But, Mike, I'm ready to give it a try again. But if you could teach me math, baby, you could teach a pig to sing.
Right. Well, I'm telling you.
I'm oink, oink. I'll give it a run.
You are so great, Beth. I'm just telling you, like I said, it's really tricky. I always say this when people say, well, what do you want to get out of each DVD? And, you know, it's hard for me. And I always say there's three things I want for each kid or adult, whoever gets it. I want them to be able to do something that they never dreamed possible, you know, because you need to do that. I also want the self-esteem to grow because that's so important. And also, I want you to have fun, because if you have fun, it changes your whole attitude towards everything and learning in general and math in general or whatever you're learning. And it's tricky because when people say, what do you want most out of everything, I would almost go with the fun part. I really would. I mean, I can, you know, I got kids doing 8,273 times 5,612 in their head. If they're not having fun, though, which they are, it wouldn't mean anything. You know what I mean?
So yes,
that's why it's so important to me that everyone has fun, and that's why we work so hard at it.
Well, hallelujah. Let's go for it. I'll have to meet you in person sometime.
Well,
and I would love to bring this to my, I'm not teaching in the public schools, but I would adore bringing this to my community, because like I said, I could tell everyone I'm an old failure, but my goodness, this program works with me. Let's go for the pigs.
Why don't you come to one of the shows? I don't know if the public's invited, because I know they're in schools and I don't know what the story is. If all of a sudden all these people come to, I'm not in charge of that. But I always want people that listen to me on the radio to please. I guarantee you haven't. You're making a mental picture in your mind. You have no idea how powerful this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm jumping up and down right now. Really, I don't do this often, and if I do, I don't tell people about it. Bless you both, and hot dog, let's go for it.
Okay,
all right,
thank
Beth.
You.
Thanks very much for the call. Our number is 800-486-8655. Mike Beister is our guest this hour. And Mike, as you can tell, has quite a story. He is reputed to have one of the fastest math minds in the world. He was a commodity trader in Chicago after he graduated in finance from the University of Illinois. And then he started visiting Niles North High School math class taught by his cousin, and found out that he wasn't an oddity here. He had information that he could give to these young people so that they could do these phenomenal math computations in their heads without calculators. And then he was picked up by the media, and then he was on 2020, and then somebody who saw that show gave him money to be able to start this Brainetics program, which is now a series of DVDs. He travels to hundreds of schools every year to work with young people. He's going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow. He believes that what he can teach young people can be used in all other academic pursuits as well. So 800-486-8655, 227-2050 in Milwaukee. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-486-8655 is our number, 227-2050 if you're in Milwaukee. We also have an email address if you'd like to use that. That's talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And let's go to Betsy next. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Kathleen. So good to hear your voice every morning.
Thank you.
I have a little comment about math in my family and a suggestion for another caller. First off, my son just turned 6, and a few months ago, he was in the bathroom a little longer than usual, and when he came out, he goes, "Mom, is it true that 30 plus 15 is 45? He likes math.
That's great.
And the comment for the callers, I'm an occupational therapist, and if they have a student having a hard time paying attention, definitely make things more fun and motivating, but I always hesitate when someone gets diagnosed with ADHD. Just wanted to let people know that I'm an occupational therapist in sensory integration. It's been identified sensory processing disorder really affects attention and stuff with kids, and you don't need meds then. It's motivating to do, and it can help the kids if they want to avoid medications.
Okay, did you hear all of that? The phone was a little bit shaky, Mike.
Did
you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that.
All right. Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Betsy, very much for your call. Lisa is next from DeSoto. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds that most of the people who have called in have concerns about themselves or their children in having math anxiety. Well, we have been blessed, both living outside Chicago and now in rural Wisconsin, with having outstanding math teachers. And my daughter, who is 12 in 7th grade, loves math, and has told us repeatedly that she's happiest when she's in math class.
Hmm.
Cool.
Great.
One of my concerns moving from a more affluent area to a more rural is, could you talk a little bit about how your program could help supplement what the school's doing? Because, of course, we don't have the same resources.
Right.
And how we can really just tap into my daughter's love of math, and how your program might take that to the next level.
Well, that's the whole thing we really like about what we do is we have like TV ads starting in December, and the first thing on the ad originally was, is your kid struggling with school? And I said, I hated that because most of my letters, to be honest with you, are from parents like you who kids are excelling. I don't know most, but probably half and half. And they just need that extra challenge. And, you know, we just wanted to make it be whatever your kid needs. And that's the whole thing, is that the kids that are that want to be challenged more, this is what you could do. And it is really, you know, beyond belief. And because right now I'm sure your daughter is a really good student, but school could only push her so much and give her so much. And we really have are planning on next year putting out a teacher's manual to put it in your class. So every time at the end, maybe 10 minutes every day, at the end of class, do something fun with your kids, like this, like this, like this. And then at the end of the year, your kids are going to be like the kids in 2020. I mean, that's how, you know, because I really want the teachers to do it in their class, but I also want them to do it right. You know what I mean? Because that's the part that scares me, is when the teachers are going to do it in a way that it is counterproductive. And someone like your daughter, if she has a love for math, she'll have a love to push her mind even farther. And it just warms my heart to hear that. I mean, you know, I love that. Her favorite times in math class. What a great kid.
What a great kid. Thanks, Lisa, for the call. And what about math teachers? Do you find, Mike, that any of them feel that your method of learning math is quite at odds with their method of teaching math, or are you in sync most of the time?
Well, I would say 80 or 90% I am in sync.
Mm-hmm.
I have that occasional teacher that you could see in the back of a class. She might be a little jealous because she's never seen her kid so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Or he, you know, and it's a really tricky thing for me, because I know how important the teachers are after I leave. Because the teachers, you know, belittle it, or they don't go over some of the things I taught them, or, you know, encourage the kids, wow, look at this, this could change your life, then I might lose the kid. So I really want every teacher to feel,
sure,
and, you know, they're my best friends most of the time. They're the ones behind me. But you do have that that doesn't agree with me, and I really try so hard to win them over, because I really want them to show, we're gonna, you know, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make a difference in, you know, and all I'm doing is showing them, there's a bunch of different ways to do stuff. This is the way I do it. Here's another way to do it. And look at the results at the end.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the call. Ann is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I wonder if your guest could actually give an example of the ability to, for instance, multiply big numbers in his head.
Okay. Well, what's really, do you want me to do it, or do you want, because I always feel funny. Can I do something fun with you or something like that? That, you know, because I could have a calculator right in front of me and do it. So what I try to do is I try to do something different when I'm on radio, that people realize what it is I do. Do you have kids?
No.
Oh, you don't? I'm just trying to think of something.
No, just you can't tell us how your mind works.
Oh, can I give you an example or show you something of the way I do stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you, now this is a shortcut. I will give you a little shortcut on, you know, I'll just pick a number. Like, if I had a problem like 57 times 57, okay, the way I would do something simple like that is you start out with 25, because 5 times 5 is 25, and you add the one digit to it. 25 plus 7 is 32. That's the first part of the answer. Then you multiply the one digits together. 7 times 7 is 49. The answer to 57 squared is 3249. So that's a shortcut that just works for numbers in the 50s.
Hmm.
But that's basically what I try to do, is I try to teach kids different shortcuts to increase their confidence. And once they increase their confidence, then I could teach them how to do any math problem.
Thanks, Ann, very much for the call. Suzanne is next from Caroline. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, good morning. I love your program, Kathleen, always.
Thank you.
Yes. And, Mike, I have a question. What grade do you think this is most appropriate for? What
this
grade
is,
level?
This is so, well, I knew I was going to get this question. It is so hard for me to answer this question. We put on it because everyone's asking me, what do you think? What's the age? What's the age? That is such a tough question because we have seven DVDs, and DVDs 1, 2, 5, 6, and 7, any kid could do. Young, you know, like probably 6, 7 years old, they don't have to know the multiplication.
Okay.
DVD 3 and 4 really gets into the multiplication, and I really want the kids to have the multiplications down before they do that. So we always say 4th grade and up, because for 4th grade and up, you could do the whole program. But there are people that only want to do part of the program and then save the harder parts for later, you know what I mean, when their kids get older. So
yeah.
I work with, you know, 2020 didn't cover this, but we showed them what we have with 1st and 2nd graders, and it is just mind-blowing what the kids could do that are younger. But we don't do multiplication. We just do adding and memory with the younger kids. So that's what I'm saying is I don't want to put the kids too far ahead of what their classmates could do. I want to improve their mind a great deal, but if you're going to learn the multiplication as a class, go for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want the kids to get too far ahead.
Okay, I'm thinking actually of you in the classroom. When you go in and do your classroom presentations,
yeah.
Is it
I do it for any level.
Pardon?
I do it for any grade level.
Okay, and then you would focus on what?
Right, what grade level they are in.
Okay, how are you reached? I didn't understand the spelling of your last name.
Drop me a letter at, you know, you could go to my website, brandx.com, and there'll be a link there to email Mike if you want him to speak at your school.
Okay, now say your www.
Brainetics, BRAINETICS.com.
Brian?
Brain.
Brain.
Oh, Brain.
BRAIN.
Yeah.
ETICS.com. And the reason why we call Brainetics, it's really, really, really athletics for the brain.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, very good. I volunteer in the Clintonville schools, and this just sounds fascinating.
Oh, thanks. I'd love to speak to your kids.
Yes.
Thanks,
okay.
Suzanne.
Thank you so much.
So how does spicing up your brain when it comes to math help you in every subject for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, I'm going to ask people in a day or two. I don't know what's on their website right now. They're fixing it. In a day or two, or maybe today even, go to my website and click on video. Find the video. You'll watch kids do the most amazing things you've ever seen beyond math, because that's the key, is once you empower your brain to keep more and more and more information in your head, you could take that power anywhere. It's sort of like weightlifting. Once you can lift 150, 200 pounds, 250 pounds, your brain, it doesn't mean all you can do is lift weight. Your body is that much stronger. Your brain is that much stronger. And I'll give you an example, Kathleen, of some of the things we do.
Sure.
We do a lot of memory things, but for mental exercises, once the kids are doing things with, you know, their brain, we do all these other mental exercises beyond brain. Like, I'll give you a quick example. It's way more powerful than this, but if you give me a word like dictionary, everyone spells dictionary D-I-C-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y, but, you know, pretty close to as fast as they can spell it. I can spell dictionary A-C-D-I-I-N-O-R-T-Y. I put the letters in the alphabetical order. And that's what the thing is about what we do, is we have the power of your brain. You could hold more and more information in your head, shift it around a little. Now let's take that power with letters, numbers, and turn it into letters and words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with us. Yeah, you're going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Yes.
And then you're doing tons of schools, I understand, January 1st. Starting January 1st, next year.
Yeah, starting January, January 7th, we're going cross country. So we urge anyone who's anywhere to please email us, and we'll try to get you in. And it's always free.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Beister, reputed to have the world's fastest mind, and has this remarkable program. If you didn't get the website, it is Brainetics, BRAINETICS.com, Brainetics.com. And he says give him a few days. The website's still a work in progress. So it's getting there, but in a couple days it'll be better than it is today. Well, thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing this hour, and to John Treader for on-air production here in our studios in in Milwaukee. I do want to remind you that tomorrow, it's a special interview for several reasons, mostly because of the extraordinary life of Studs Terkel. And he's 95 years old now. He does not grant very many interviews. He loves Wisconsin Public Radio and you as an audience. And so he is going to join us tomorrow to talk about his, can you believe he wrote a brand new book at the age of 94, Studs Terkel, Touch and Go, a memoir. And it just weaves in, he's talking about memory. He's got an incredible memory. You know, he talks about growing up in Chicago. He looks at important figures, people he's admired, people who have shaken up Chicago and shaken up the world in some way. And he's elevated the life of the ordinary person in an extraordinary way. So Studs Terkel is with us this hour tomorrow. You may want to make note of that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Just a reminder, this show repeats at 10 o'clock at night in case you want to tell somebody to strengthen their math mind. Here's a way to do it. And thanks so much for all of your contributions and your enthusiasm. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.